تخفيف الشلوفرين ادوشتاني not polluted shraddhaya with great faith and care asaditani collected te your chandamsi the mantras ayatayamani not deficient yojidani properly executed tritavartai by qualified brahmana translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki hoping we know that the paraphernalia to perform the sacrifice is well selected by you with great faith and care and is not polluted. Our chanting of the Vedic hymns is also not deficient in any way. For all the brahmanas and priests present here are expert and are executing the performances properly. Kindly repeat the translation with me. O King, we know that the paraphernalia to perform the sacrifice is well collected by you with great faith and care and is not polluted. Our chanting of the Vedic hymns is also not deficient in any way. For all the brahmanas and the priests present here are expert and are executing the performances properly. Purport. It is the practice of the brahmanas conversant with the science to pronounce a Vedic mantra is the right accent. The combination of the mantra and Sanskrit words must be chanted with the right pronunciation, otherwise it will not be successful. In this age, the brahmanas are neither well versed in the Sanskrit language nor very pure in practical life. But by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can attain the highest benefit of sacrificial performances. Even if the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not chanted properly, it still has so much potency that the chanter gains the effect. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. ओम ज्ञानदिमिदं दस्याञ्जनाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः मूगं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमदं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं विनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवगी नंदनाय च नंदगो भगुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः बंगजनाभाय नमः बंगजमालिनी नमः बंगजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंगजांगये Hare Krishna. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This particular canto, the descendants of Dhruva Maharaja, we are discussing. Actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavan, the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the pastimes of the pure devotees are discussed. The devotees are selected, actually we see from the, we saw from the beginning, Svayambhuva Manu onwards, all the descendants in that family, it is discussed actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. And particular point where a pure devotee who became successful in devotional life, they are picked up actually, and in detail the katha is given for our understanding. So here the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, and we saw actually in his descendants, the first son we saw actually was a great devotee. Utkala was a great devotee of the Lord, but he became like a madman, a real devotee, real pure devotee of the Lord. So he was not doing any other activities other than devotional service, but he has not taken up the ruling of the kingdom. He has given up and his brother has taken charge. So from there, Shivadeva Goswami actually has given the description. So here of course we are hearing from Maitreya Muni to Vidura. He has given the names of all the descendants. Then he stopped actually at King Anga, the great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He started ruling, and after him, he got a son, King Vena. So King Vena was not a devotee, he was a non-devotee. And Maitreya Muni has briefed, saying that because he was a non-devotee, he was not ruling the kingdom properly. All the anartha started happening and nobody was happy. The prajas were not happy, the sages were not happy, then finally they were forced to use some mantra and kill him, King Vena. So as soon as Vidura Maharaj heard this, he was little bit disturbed. So we are also having these questions sometime in this, even in Krishna consciousness. Many devotees actually, we start thinking something anartha happened to someone, some pure devotee. We are having this question, why? So Vidura Maharaj is asking the same question to Maitreya Muni. Wait a minute, please don't proceed. I want to know, King Anga was a great devotee of the Lord. How is it possible that his son became a non-devotee? And the second question was actually, how is that the sages, the great sages, they are not supposed to misuse the mantra which they know. How they use this mantra to kill King Vena? Both activities, according to me, I don't think it is proper. So please explain this to me. So Maitreya Muni started actually telling the story of King Vena. This rest of the chapter and next chapter is the story of King Vena. How he came, how he appeared as the son of King Anga. So that is what we are discussing. So King Anga, he conducted a big sacrifice. Very big sacrifice was organized. So he arranged everything very nicely. In the previous text we saw, the priest engaged in the sacrifice and informed King Anga, "O King, we are properly offering the clarified butter in the sacrifice, but despite all our efforts, the demigods do not accept it." So the sacrifice, Ityapati is Vishnu, but still the share of the sacrifice is going to all the demigods. As we know, the previously in the same chapter, we read Daksha Yaga. In the Daksha Yaga, initially, he did not invite Lord Shiva, even though he is eligible for the sacrifice remnants. He was not invited because due to some problem actually in the previous yajna which he conducted. Because he was not invited, everybody knew that he is not going to come. And Daksha's daughter Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva, is going to come and is going to be some problem there. Lord Vishnu, he did not come there. I think Lord Brahma also did not come. Purposely. So, what means to say that any yajna is conducted, if Lord Vishnu is not present to accept this sacrifice, then sacrifice will not be complete. And even the shareholders, the other demigods, all also will not be happy. They will not be accepting it. They will not come. So it is not the question of how we arrange actually the sacrifice. That is why at least today's text is mentioned. They are giving me all the details. All paraphernalia is perfect. All ingredients are perfect. The brahmanas are perfect. But still, the demigods are not appearing actually in this scene. They are not coming to accept their remnants. Mantras are chanted properly. They are looking at the face of the king, Anga, and telling their helplessness. So it is not actually the sacrifice, any sacrifice which you do, it is not depend upon our ability or our perfectness. It should be accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. That is a clue. Bhagavan is telling, Pajadam Priti Purvagam. We should pray, we should do our sacrifice to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to His instruction. Not that I am actually very comfortable with this situation. I will do this way. I will do the chanting this way. I will do Sankirtana this way. No. What he wants actually is actually prescribed. He has already told. That should be done. Then you will be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. Recently, I went to South India. We had a Rath Yatra there. Last year, the Rath Yatra, it was started from one Lord Shiva, Mahadeva temple, Lord Shiva temple. It's a very big temple. We had a nice arrangement there. It is heart of the city. So we started actually the Rath Yatra from that particular point. So that time, a very big yajna was going on in that particular place. To please Subramanya, Kartikeya. Some Skanda Purana, some sacrifice, they took out some sacrifice. Very big publicity was given. Lakhs and lakhs of people came from around the world. And lakhs of money was spent actually. And they given the names of the very famous Nambudiris, the famous Brahmanas who were able to recite that Purana and do the sacrifice. So it was going on, I think about 14 days or something, it was going on that time. So this year we could not start the Rath Yatra from that particular place. So they came, all the organizers came and they said, actually, you know, you are doing something wrong. And last year it was very nice, you please start the Rath Yatra from our place. We'll make all arrangements for you, please come. No problem, the crowd and city, we will tell the police people to help you. So we said actually, sorry, because it is already arranged from another place, we'll see in the next year. So I asked him actually, why are you so particular about it? Then he said, you know, that we were conducting a big sacrifice last year to please Lord Kartikeya. It was conducted perfectly. Lakhs and lakhs of rupees were spent. But as soon as that is finished, so many inauspicious things started taking place in the town. Anartha started taking place. It was the benefit, for the benefit of all the people, all the, it was conducted actually. Then he said actually they found out astrologically, they called actually the greatest big astrologer and found out actually what is wrong. We conducted all these sacrifices, why it is anarchas are happening in this town. Then he found out, he said, whatever you did, it is all not accepted by Lord Kartikeya. Because Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was not glorified in the Yajna. Except, there is a small sacrifice. There was some Harinam was done actually. Some auspicious thing was done on the seventh day. So you continue that. Stop all other sacrifice, start Harinam. Call that ISKCON devotees. Whoever has done last year, ask them to start Kirtan. Mahadeva is very pleased with that. So, what happened to the lakhs and lakhs of rupees and so much effort, so much paraphernalia? There's a big queue in myself saw it. So they were begging actually, yes, this year is all right, but you come and have Kirtan every week in our temple. Please recite Srimad Bhagavatam. We heard that your people can also recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Please do that. So the demigods, the other gods are also not very happy. Due to ignorance, actually, to satisfy the demigods are also sold out of sacrifices going on. Killing the animals, it is going on. Sacrifice is going on. But it's not pleasing to the demigods in the age of Kali Yuga. And also we know that Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, the Sutta Goswami came to the Brahmana headed by Shaunak Rishi when they were doing the sacrifice. Thousands of years sacrifice was going on. And they themselves said, oh Sudha, our body has become black by doing this sacrifice due to this fire. But we are not happy. We know that, we understood that this is not the solution for the people of Kali Yuga. So you, we came to know that you are just coming from the assembly where Sukadeva Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. You are in this assembly all the days, day and night, you heard it. I think we want to hear that Srimad Bhagavatam. We are going to stop the sacrifice. So they stopped it. And they were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So today's particular test also, the demigods are not coming because it is not appropriate, even though everything is done perfectly. Yes, Brahmanas can chant properly, the Sanskrit pronunciation can be done very nicely. But still, it is incomplete. They are not coming. They are not happy with that. So this shows Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us. Further the story will tell the same thing. Maitreya is going to tell the same thing to Vidura. What is the reason? Supreme Personality of Godhead is not pleased. Do something for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is what Prabhupada has mentioned in this today's purport. Today in the age of Kali Yuga, it will not be successful. This sacrifice will not be successful. In this age, the Brahmanas are neither well versed in Sanskrit language nor very pure in practical life. Somebody may be able to recite the Vedas properly. Still some Brahmanas are there. They are reciting Vedas. They are teaching Vedas. But their lifestyle has changed. There is no pure place where they can execute this. So their way of life, the practical life is not pure. Should be accepted by, everybody will accept it. The great Brahmanas, when we talk about Krishna consciousness, they will say, yes, we know. That we are not supposed, a Brahmana is not supposed to be a Shudra, he is not supposed to work for anyone. But 99% of the people nowadays, they are working. Because they cannot get this benefit of doing the yajna or get the benefit from there. No. So, but by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can attain the highest benefit of sacrificial performances. So if you put the equation, or if you are balancing actually the sacrifice and the Sankirtana Yajna, so Sankirtana Yajna, so it is not balancing. Even if you put so many types of sacrifice equivalent to Sankirtana Yajna, it will not balance. The weight will not balance. Because Bhagavan has said, Bhajadam Prisvurvagam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is propagating actually. Even though this sacrifices and everything is mentioned at different chapters, immediately at the end of the chapter, every time they are mentioning actually, this is not possible. Please glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kalo doshe nithe rajan nasti ego mahan gunan kirtani eva krishnasya mukta sanga palam rachi. Kirtan, Sankirtan of Krishna. The last also, Nama Sankirtana Mishya Sarva Bhava Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samna Samnamami Harimpa. Nama Sankirtan is qualified. Krishna's glorification from first canto onwards, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling actually, yes. Please chant the holy name of Krishna, please hear Krishna Gatha in many verses. So we have to take actually very seriously the instruction given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then it will become Bhajadam Pridhupurvagam. It will be pleasing to Krishna. But if I create my own dharma, I think this is good. You should be doing this. No question of thinking, I think. What is mentioned, it should be done. Bhajadam Pridhupurvagam. But Krishna, like that is to be done. So many instructions are given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Dharityaja, Mam Ekam Saranam Raja, Aham Dham Sarva Bhavebhyo, Moksha Ishami Masujaha. So there is no duality in it. Thinking actually Krishna, even though Krishna said like this, maybe it is sinful, suppose it's not appropriate if you don't worship this God and do like this, no. Clear instruction is given by the Supreme Personality Godhead. So Bhagavan actually saw, even though it is mentioned in the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas, personally Bhagavan has instructed, but nobody is following it. Nobody is following it. Nobody has taken seriously, taken casually. It may be correct, may not be correct. Not emphasizing that particular one, but when Sankirtan comes, chanting the holy name of something comes, you know, the Sapta and all, Bhagavad Sapta and all, they will just casually mention. They will not emphasize. But in our preaching actually, Srila Prabhupada, in a very purport, reason is given and is ending up like this. Please chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Bhagavan actually by saying that he got compassion towards us. Even though in the Kali Yuga this simple process is going, nobody is accepting it, nobody is saying seriously, still they are going for different type of yajnas, wasting a lot of money, wasting a lot of energy. And on the contrary, it is having a negative effect, as I said. Skanda Purana, the sacrifice had a bad effect on this town. Maybe in the country itself. Because it is conducted not properly, not satisfying the Supreme Personality Godhead. That is why Bhagavan has come here in the age of Kali Yuga. He came in the form of a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu came. Krishna himself came in the form of Mahaprabhu as a pure devotee. He picked up, he has shown actually, look, I don't want to tell you anything from my pocket. Please look here. This is your instruction given for you in the age of Kali Yuga. Please take it up and follow. And Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan himself knew this. Age of Kali, people are so dull-headed. Mandaha, Mandasudhya, Mandabhagya, Upatrita. There is no bhagya, there is no fortune for the age of Kali Yuga, for the people to take the shortcut method and become successful. Unfortunate. How many people are there? What is the population of the whole world? How many people are chanting the holy name of the Lord? Enakena Pragarana, anyway. Because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, every town and village, the chanting of holy name is going on. But still, many percentage of the people have not accepted it. They do not know about it. Even though it is their doorstep, they are not ready to accept it. So they are unfortunate. There is no, they are not fortunate. So Mahaprabhu came and he wanted to distribute this to whole world, every town and village. The shortcut method of chanting the holy name of Krishna, Namasamkirtanam, what is mentioned in the same Bhagavatam. So how this Namasamkirtanam was started actually, even though it was mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam and scriptures, so many practitioners were there of Bhagavatas were there, great people were there, rishis were there, but practically it is not implemented to the ordinary people. I know that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it was practiced, it was chanted by only Brahmanas. It is very close, secluded place, it was not given. But still they are climbing, some people are climbing. They will not allow anybody to chant this holy name. So mercy of Krishna, mercy of the Supreme Personality, Godhead Bhagavan, he came, himself came and told, no, it is not reserved for anyone. All are my, say, whatever he said, he made it. Mamai vamcho jiva loge, jiva pooda sanatana. All are my part and parcel. All are eligible for my property, my mercy. So he wanted to practically show and he came and shown. This Namasankirtan picked it up and he did personally and shown. So the origin of Namasankirtan, I was just reading. I wish to share with you some slogans of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Mahaprabhu very systematically a song. He was Nimai Pandit initially. He was a Sanskrit scholar. And he took up the mission of as a teacher, teaching actually the Sanskrit language in Mayapur. So but at a particular time, Mahaprabhu has shown that if you want to advance in spiritual life, you want to know about Namasankirtan, chanting the holy name of the Lord, you have to accept a guru. Because he himself has made a statement in this Bhagavad Gita, Tadviti Panibadena, Pariprasrena Sevaya, Uvadeshiyandide Jnanam, Jnanina Tattva Darshinaha. So he went to Prayag. He went to Prayag and accepted Ishwarapuri as his spiritual master. So along with Mahaprabhu, along with Krishna, so many of his associates, gurus, everybody came to this material world in the age of Kali Yuga to assist the Lord in propagation of the Namasankirtana. So he came back from Prayag, he changed himself. Earlier he was talking about the Sanskrit language and he was a little bit argumentative. But when he came back, everybody noticed a great change in Nimai, Vishwambara. So he started actually going to the school, but the school he started teaching actually about Hare Krishna Mahamantra, about Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead. He was behaving like a madman. Sometimes he cries, sometimes he laughs. The effect has come, Mahaprabhu has shown, because of the pure chanting of the holy name, he achieved that particular stage of life. He came to that particular platform. So one day, he told actually the students, Chaturdige asu kandhe kandhe shishyagana sadaya haya prabhu vane navachana. The students surrounding the Lord were choked with tears as he mercifully spoke to them. Even the students actually hearing about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are throat choked up. Padilana sunilana yatadina dhari Krishnera kirtanakara paribhunakari. You have studied and listened for many days. Now let us chant the names of Krishna together to make everything complete. So Bahugodi Janma we took it actually. We could not get liberation, we could not go back home, back to Godhead. And as a selected jiva, we came in this Kali Yuga, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So he is giving this message actually. Ultimately, after learning so many things, Vedas, Shastras, or material studies, or whatever it may be, one has to come this particular stage chanting the names of Krishna together. That is Sankirtan, Mahasankirtan. To make everything complete. If you want to become perfect, you want to achieve perfection in the human form of life, there is no other way than taking up this Sankirtana movement or glorifying Krishna through Harisha Mahamandra. Shishyagana Balena Kemana Sankirtana Apane Sigayena Prabhu Sri Sachinandana. The students ask, how shall we perform Sankirtana? This is the beginning, inauguration of the Sankirtana is mentioned, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So they are asking actually, yes, okay, we will accept it. Nibai, please tell Vishwambara how to perform the Sankirtana. The son of Sachi taught them by his own example. He inaugurated by showing himself. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaga Gopala Govindaram Sri Madhusudana. O Lord Hari, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances to you, who are known as Hari, Yadava, Gopala, Govinda, Rama, Sri Madhusudana. It is mentioned, Krishna Mandra Haide, Habe Samsara Mojana, Krishna Nama Haide, Pabe, Krishnera Charana. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, in the form of mantra, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra in the form of address, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the difference between any mantra of Krishna and Hare Krishna Mantra. So whoever is chanting Hare Krishna Mantra in the form of address, calling genuinely, in the form of a prayer, then one will be able to see the lotus feet of Krishna. He will exhibit, he will show. Vishadekaya Prabhu Aide Tali Diya Apane Kirtana Kare Shishagana Laya. The Lord then demonstrated for his students the process of Kirtana by clapping his hands while chanting. So there was no Kartal that time with Mahaprabhu. So he himself practically shown, it's not necessary that so many paraphernalia should be there. Even with clapping the hand, one can do the Namasankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Apane Kirtana Nada Karena Kirtana, Chaudhige Bediya Gaya Sabha Shishya Gana. The Lord of Kirtana personally chanted his glories as his students surrounded him and all chanted together. So mercifully Bhagavan himself, he chanted his own name. And he has shown actually how sweet it is, how glorious it is. Abhishtaya Prabhu Nijanama Rase Gadagadiyaya Prabhu Bulaya Veshe. Absorbed in the sweet taste of his own name, the Lord rolled in the dust under its overpowering influence. So himself started rolling in the dust. So these are the symptoms of the pure devotion, pure chanting of the holy name of Krishna. All the symptoms. Nayanam galada sudaraya vadanam gadarudhaya gira pulagai nijidam vabukada tavanamagrahane bhavishyadi. So Mahaprabhu said these are the symptoms. One should get, he himself brought it and he is shown. Bala bala bali prabhu chaturdhike pade prativi vidinaya achade achade. The Lord repeatedly fell down here and there while crying out, chant, chant. The earth cracked under his repeated falls. So it is happened, otherwise it will not mention. The earth cracked because of his falling down. His falling down was so powerful, so weight, that he is emphasizing actually to the people of Kali Yuga, please chant, chant. He fell down crying out. There is no other way. Because the Lord actually, he cannot tolerate what is happening actually in the age of Kali Yuga. All unwanted things are happening. The thing which is not supposed to happen is happening. And miseries are actually padam padam met vipadam. Everybody is actually meeting with the miseries. So to solve this problem in the age of Kali, miseries, to get away from miseries, the serious problems, there is no other way. Tivrena bhakti yogena ejeda prashambara. That can be executed only by chant, chant, chant. Do the namasankirtana. Whenever the devotees meet together, do this. Yesterday we had a japa marathon. It was so transcendental actually. Anybody who is entering in that room will feel that it is, they have gone to the transcendental world. It is not Jehu temple or one particular hall or anything like that. It is transcendental world. Hundreds of Vaishnavas are sitting actually. They are actually chanting, pronouncing very nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Still I feel actually the vibration on my ear, it is going on. Several people are sitting and chanting. So this is actually the real devotional service, the real program for the fallen condition souls in the age of Kali Yuga. We can make many more people to chant, chant, chant. When they start taking it, tasting it, they will not stop it. Somebody goes there actually for an hour, he will sit at least. The full time you think it is very nice. There is nothing so excellent devotional service other than this. Ganda Gona Suni Sarva Nadiya Nagara Karam. On hearing the sound of the uproar, all the inhabitants of Nadiya came running to the residence of the Lord. So by hearing this, Kirtan is done by the students and Mahaprabhu. This, it spread actually the whole village and town. Everybody to hear uproar. What is going on? There is some sound is coming. It's very pleasing. So let us go and see it. Everybody started rushing to that particular place where Mahaprabhu started actually the Namasankirtana. Digare vashayatam Vaishnavira kara Kirtana suniya sabhe aila satvara. All the Vaishnavas who lived nearby immediately came there when they heard the sound of the Kirtana. They could not control themselves actually. If Harinama is going on sincerely by the devotees, the other people, they will not be able to sit inside. when Rathayatra is going on, actually, somebody who is not, my past experience actually is, even the Muslims and Christians, the Gurkha and all, you know, they all came out of their house and the shops. Thousands and thousands of people actually is, they are looking at it. And knowingly or unknowingly, they by seeing Jagannath, they do the pranams. And they show their hand actually, okay, for the Mahaprasad. So they forget about their caste, creed or anything. That is the power of actually the glorification of the Supreme Personality, what nobody can control. They forgot themselves, what they are and from where they are coming. Prabhu Raveshe Dekhi Sarva Bhakta Ganam Paramapura Sabhe Bhave Mani Manam Paramasandosha Sabhe Ailandere Ebe Se Kirtanaya Nadiya Nagare Emana Dullava Bhakti Achaye Jagade Nayana Sabalaya Ye Bhakti Dekhi De Yada Anudaye Te Rasama Ye Vishambara Prema Dekhilana Narada Diro Dushkara Anauta Tera Yadi Kena Bhakti Gaya Na Bhuji Krishna Raicha Yeva Kibaya. When the devotees saw the Lord overwhelmed with ecstasy, they were struck with wonder and began to contemplate. So everybody was surprised by seeing the ecstasy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They became fully satisfied at heart, thinking, now Kirtana has been inaugurated in the town of Nadiya. So they came to the realization actually, yes. We heard so much about Namasankirtana, it is good and things like that. So unless somebody takes the sugar, somebody heard about this is white in color, this sweet, some things. But somebody gives us sugar in the hand and eat it, then we'll really realize, yes, it is sweet, what is the sweetness? So now they understood actually the, you know, the Namasankirtana. He says, now Nimaya started actually the Kirtana, inaugurated in this Nadiya, it started from there, inauguration took place there. Is there such a rare devotion in the world? I don't think there's any, we don't think that such a devotion can be seen anywhere in the world. Any sort of sampradaya, any sort of devotees. Nobody can see chanting and dancing in any other sampradaya, anywhere else, other than our temple, or anywhere with the followers in the villages and town. Correct? We cannot see anywhere chanting and dancing. In ecstasy, real chanting and everything. The purpose of the eyes is fulfilled by sight of such devotion. Says we have, our purpose of life is fulfilled. At least by seeing actually it is implemented. Krishna himself came and he chanted and dancing. What else is required for the eyes? What else is to be seen? So it is so important, it's so glorious. This Vishvambhara was the ultimate limit of all arrogance. So before that, Vishvambhara was little bit arrogant and argument and everything. He says, now we have seen love of God, that is rare for even persons like Narada. Narada Muni cannot get such a devotion. It is exhibited by Mahaprabhu. So such devotion, Namasankirtana and devotion unto the lotus feet of Krishna, bhava to do the samasanjitana and chanting and dancing can be obtained for anyone who take up this process of chanting the holy name of the Lord in the age of Kali Yuga. That is what Mahaprabhu has shown. That is what other people have seen. Love of Godhead. Mahaprabhu was giving to everyone, each and everyone, love of Godhead. There are so many incidents when he is on his South Indian tour. Many places. He has not seen whether they are eligible or not eligible. Wherever he could get actually a chance to serve, he served. Distributed. Okay, here he says, four people, two people are there. Let me go and speak about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, Nama Sankirtana. They are simply chanting, chit-chatting something else, which is disturbing their mind. So if they want to become pure, if they want to become really happy, they have to accept this chanting holy name of Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said to everyone. You are not doing an obliging me to take up the chanting process. You are supposed to do it. Only I am informing you. So it is, one is actually supposed to do it, not that obligation. Oh, because the Prabhu has told me to chant, let me chant. So for that also there is a benefit. If such an arrogant person can attain the devotion, then we cannot understand the will of Krishna or what this person will become. So those who are non-devotees, they are arrogant, correct? Those who are non-devotees, they are arrogant. Immediately they will start arguing about it, arrogant about it. But if they can accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God and take up the Kirtana in the age of Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu has shown, all arrogancy will go, he will become very submissive. Tilnatapi sunichena tarurabhi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The devotee who is chanting the holy name of Krishna, he cannot see anything else. He is not having any the desires to get any upadhi. Saropadhi minamuktai. Even if he is having some upadhi, he is not worried about it. He is not giving much value on it. He see what is his duty. What I am supposed to do to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suppose I got some upadhi, that doesn't mean that Krishna is always pleased with me, no. So if forget about it, in that position also you will execute the Namasankirtana, chanting holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chanega Ailam, Bhagya Visham Bararaya, Sabe Prabhu Krishna Krishna, Bale Sadayam. After a while Lord Vishwambara regained his external consciousness, but he continually chanted the name of Krishna. So he became unconscious, he fell down. But afterwards he came to the consciousness when everybody started chanting. Even though he came to consciousness, he continuously chanting the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is what we are supposed to do actually. It is, the Krishna consciousness means, Prabhupada said, 24 hours in a day, remember Krishna, don't forget Krishna. If you want to remember Krishna, chant, keep his holy name in our tongue. We can come to that platform, that is the real Krishna consciousness. Nothing to be afraid, when I will die, what time I will die, where I will die, who will take me, my soul, what is my destination. Nothing to be worried if one can come to that platform. Bhagya ileo bhagya kathanagi kaya sarva vaishnave ragala tariya kandaya. Although the Lord regained his external consciousness, he did not talk of external subjects. Rather, he cried while holding the necks of all the Vaishnavas. So he saw around so many Vaishnavas, he caught hold of them, hugged them. And he started actually crying for Krishna. Kona kona paduya sakala prabhu sange udasina pada laina prema renge. Some of the students happily took the path of renunciation by following in the footsteps of the Lord. Arambila mahaprabhu apana prakasha sakala bhaktera dukha ila vinasha. In this way Mahaprabhu began to manifest himself and the miseries of all devotees were vanquished. See, suddenly it happened. The miseries of the devotees vanquished. They had a lot of miseries, lot of problems. So Mahaprabhu has shown actually those who are taking up Namasankirtana, pure chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamandra, but together in Namasankirtana, Japa or Kirtan, their material miseries will be vanquished. All miseries will be vanquished. Why? Because they become happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So this is the process which you are supposed to take up actually in the age of Kali Yuga. That is what is very nice, this chapter 1 and chapter 2, how Mahaprabhu inaugurated Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is mentioned. Wonderful, wonderful stories and wonderful experience of the great devotees, Advaita Acharya. And finally, everyone is asking actually Mahaprabhu, why are you so crying? Why so much ecstasy and you are non-stop crying? Non-stop is crying. It's mentioned that it is It is flooded. The earth is flooded surrounding him. He is flooded with tears. We cannot believe, correct? How is it possible? It is flooded with the tears. Really, it is happening. It's mentioned. It's flooded with tears, crying. Finally, he is telling actually the reason why I am crying. When I went actually to Gaya, after accepting the Hare Krishna Mahamandira after my Guru on the way, I saw actually a very beautiful boy, blue color, peacock feather. His fruit in his hand, Pidambara, all description is giving. So beautiful, my mind got attracted to him. And I thought always I can see him. But after some time he disappeared from my vision. That is why I am crying. That is why I am asking you, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? To whomever he is actually seeing, first he is saying, have you seen that beautiful boy? You must have seen. Same ecstasy when Krishna actually disappeared from Lasadan. All the gopis of Vrindavan, they were so happy, they were actually enjoying the residence. Because when they become proud, he disappeared. They started actually, almost they became like mad. They started asking the trees, the animals, birds. Everyone they started asking, have you seen Krishna? Have you seen by Krishna? Have you seen him, that beautiful boy? Hey, you are all jealous. You are not telling us. They became mad. Mahaprabhu also showing the same ecstasy, same bhava, mahabhava. One has to come in this life actually to that particular bhava, not just acting actually, it should come automatically by getting love of Krishna, the Supreme Personality Godhead, angering to see him, angering to associate with him and his devotees. Then we can also get actually this bhava, which is the ultimate perfection in our life. That is what the Bhagavatam is telling, all the stories, incidents, all mentioned here for our learning and practically how to implement it, how to get it. That is also shown, not simply theoretically it is mentioned. Practically who did it? Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He came and practically did it as a pure devotee and he got that ecstasy and he picked up some souls, came along with him and made them to practice and they are also shown these symptoms. And they are also propagated and there's a lot of feelings from the heart. They are propagated and told actually, please chant the holy name of Krishna, this way you can please him in the age of Kali Yuga. Nothing else is to be done. So one should not go for all type of ajna practically where everything is perfect, it is incomplete. It's not pleasing actually to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not think that it's very cheap and no expenses. But when I do this sacrifice, lakhs and lakhs of rupees are spend it, so the Lord will be very happy, you know. We want actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan should be happy and should say that yes, you are doing Pajadam Prigo. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Hare Rama Sankirtane Jyaki, Hare Krishna Mahamandra Ki, Pura Premanande. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki, Kali Yuga Dharma ki. Hare Krishna. Yes, it is Ajna. It's also Namasankirtanam. Namasankirtanam. So one should not misunderstand. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he was talking about Bhagavatam to someone. Some disciple came and told Prabhupada, we'll start Kirtan. He said, this, what I am doing is also Kirtan only. So don't worry. But the most powerful is actually congregational chanting. Same thing, congregationally we are sitting and hearing Srim Bhagavatam, reciting Srim Bhagavatam, hearing. Namnamagari Bhagavata Mitya Sarva Shakti. All names of Krishna, Narayana, Vishnu, everything has got the same power. But Bhagavan is so mercifully, he picked up actually the most powerful and easiest way. Now everybody cannot decide Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanskrit verses are there, may not be clear. So everybody can chant the holy name of Krishna, correct? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra we can give to everyone, a small child, a dumb duck for anybody. He can pronounce it. That is the difference. Otherwise there is no problem. It's also Namasangirtan. What we are doing here is also Namasangirtan. Where glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there, that is Namasangirtan. Hare Krishna.